Aaron, I'm getting pretty disgusted with that brother of ours.
Moses?
Yes, Moses. Just who does he think he is? What makes him think he can do whatever he pleases?
I know what you mean. Since Moses took it upon himself to appoint those 70 elders to oversee the affairs of the children of Israel, he has scarcely asked our advice on anything. The Lord doesn't speak only through Moses. He also speaks through you and me.
Moses listens more to that woman he married than to either of us.
His marrying Zipporah doesn't bother me nearly so much as the way he has been neglecting us lately. After all, we are his brother and sister and co-leaders of Israel.
Well, we've let Moses have his own way long enough. I think it's just about time for us to take some authority upon ourselves.
Shh! Someone's coming. I'll see you later.
What were you and Aaron talking about?
Oh, Moses. Nothing at all, Moses.
Now, Miriam, I overheard some of what you said. I thought you two were different from the rest of the people. It was you, Miriam, who watched over me when Mother placed me in that reed basket among the bulrushes on the Nile River. And Aaron, I remember when he came out to meet me on my return to Egypt from Midian, he stood with me before Pharaoh. And the three of us have worked closely for many years. It hurts me to know that you and Aaron, my own sister and brother, feel the way you do.
And the angel of the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth.
Now hear my words. If there be a prophet among you, the Lord will make himself known unto him in a vision, and will speak to him in a dream. His servant Moses, with him it is different. With him will God speak mouth to mouth, even clearly, and not in dark speeches. And the likeness of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against his servant Moses?
And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Aaron and Miriam.
Aaron, Moses, look at me. My skin is turning a snowy white.
Oh, leprosy.
Oh, no.
Moses, what have we done?
Oh.
Look at Miriam. Her skin looks as though it is half eaten away.
Oh.
We have talked foolishly, I know, but don't let this sin be laid upon Miriam. Oh, Moses, ask the Lord to heal her.
Please, Moses, please help me, please.
Heal her now, O God, I beseech thee.
If her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that, let her be received in again.
The Lord is just. I will leave the camp.
So Moses led Miriam to the edge of the camp and ordered her to remain outside the camp for 7 days.
Hurry, Sharon! We must get the water from Mother before dark.
All right, Nebat. I do wish we could move on toward the Promised Land. We've been camped here for a week at least.
You know why, don't you?
I heard that Miriam ran away from camp, and we are waiting for her to return.
No, it's not exactly that way. Miriam and Aaron became jealous of Moses, and the Lord struck Miriam with leprosy.
What's that, Nebat?
What's what?
Leprosy, or whatever it was you were talking about.
Well, I'm not exactly sure, but I asked Father, and he said that the flesh becomes white in spots and looks as though it's been eaten away.
Ooh, that's horrible. Will they ever let Miriam come back into camp?
Oh, yes. You see, Moses asked the Lord to forgive her, and the Lord cured her of her leprosy. But to punish her, the Lord commanded that she would leave the camp for 7 days.
Nebat, do you suppose that's Miriam coming down over the hill?
I believe it is. Yes, I know it is. There are Moses and Aaron running out to greet her now.
She must be very glad to be back.
I'll say.
Now that Miriam's come back, do you think we'll be leaving tomorrow morning?
I hope so, but right now we've got to get to the spring. The sun's already quite low in the sky, and we've got a long ways back to our tent.
The next morning, the children of Israel left Hazereth and continued toward Canaan, camping that evening in the wilderness of Paran.